This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be really interesting to see the way the next eight games roll for the Browns, if for no other reason, how or if the narrative shifts on Kevin Stefanski. We've played a few times here things that are big things, like, you know, Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network. We've played national analysts, local analysts saying, well, how can you fire Kevin Stefanski and this, that, and the other? And it's like the world of football right now is giving Kevin Stefanski the Peterlin pass. Joe Fortenbaugh, who's on the ESPN radio, apparently has Kevin Stefanski as the number one guy he wants in Chicago if, in his words, the Browns are dumb enough to fire him. And what's interesting about that is kind of where the journey begins on Sunday, because this is the kind of game, and I know it's I think, a 1.5-point dog the Browns are, last time I checked. It's less about, and I think it's a really bad game to lose, because if you don't win this game, things look really bleak with the Steelers on Thursday, the Broncos, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Ravens. Again,
that's a hard schedule.
Well, and there's going to get to a point where losing compounds, and in a way, these next eight games could be the biggest test of Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland. And this coincides with you and I got, did you get it? Was this a DM or a tweet the other day?
No, it was a tweet. It was a tweet yesterday. We were talking about the Cavs. We're talking about the Browns. And I think when we do Cavs and Browns conversations the way that we have, where it feels like, I mean, we told Ross yesterday, it was like a 50-50 split. I think a lot of the listeners, then they start crossing them. And that's 100% fair. Yeah. It happens to us, right? And a listener just tweeted in. He was like, is Kevin the Browns version of J.B. Bickerstaff?
So basically the coach that gets you off the ground, but's probably not the coach that gets you to the promised land.
But you have to be really honest with yourself. Like, the way the Cavs are really honest with themselves, is this the guy that takes us to the NBA Finals, or is this the guy that isn't going to be able to take us over the hump? Same thing here.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about that analogy is we just argued for 40 minutes about Kobe Altman and the credit. Does he get it? How much credit does he get for this year? It took Dan Gilbert coming off the IR to go, yeah, this isn't the way this is supposed to go. We're not where I want us to be, so we're going to flip out JB. For all the success he's had, we're going to flip him out with a coach that maybe fits a contemporary style of basketball. That may be what this is going to take. Like, I went thinking back to Andrew Berry's very depressing bi-week conversation with us, where the one thing he did say definitively is, I believe in Kevin Stefanski as a head coach.
Yeah, which, again, you know, take him for it's a grain of salt.
One way to put that is he putting himself in lot with Kevin to Jimmy of saying, it's us, or, you know, if it's going to be one of us, it might as well be both of us. I also think it could have been a PR play. But it might take Jimmy Haslam coming down and being like, yeah, I know that this was just, you know, I understand people who think this might be a one-off bad year, but this was so egregiously bad, and it was the end of the Deshaun thing. I'm going to see if a different context, meaning a different head coach, can give us different results going forward.
For sure. And I'm going to mention Jim Harbaugh for like the 12th time today, because he's on my mind a lot today. But like, Jim Harbaugh and what's going on with the Chargers, how is he instantly able to come in here and elevate that team and turn it from a really awful defense to now, in 1 year, they're the number one scoring defense, and they're about to set NFL records if they accomplish a points per game thing this next weekend. Like, the coaching matters. It 100% matters in the NFL, and you can 100% take even what is perceived to be a bad team, Nick. If you're a good enough coach, you can get people on the right track. And I wonder if that's going to ding someone like Stefanski. And they're going to look around and say, oh, well, Jim Harbaughs don't grow on trees, but how do we find our Jim Harbaugh?
Well, and think about it this way, because I really like this idea. Because I liked JB. I just think he outlasted his usefulness here in Cleveland.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was the perfect guy, and this is what I've talked about with Stefanski in the past, and this is where I think there are some similarities, is that they're the perfect person to take you out of the bottom of the basement. JB was awesome, and that's what he's doing right now in Detroit through a very tiny sample size, but he took you out of the basement, and he's got you playing good basketball, relatively speaking. Same thing with Stefanski. He took you from one of the worst teams in the NFL to respectable. Now, how do we get to the guy that takes you from respectable to legitimate contender?
Well, and I think in asking yourself about Kevin Stefanski, I think it's just important to ask, like, because some of the pushback on JB is, well, but look at what he's done. No, you're trying to project forward is what you're saying. And I think that's the right way to look at it. And I don't definitively know, by the way, that Kevin isn't the guy. I want to be clear on that. Like
I've defended Kevin.
I think the thing that is there are things about Kevin that annoy me. Yeah, I pay attention to everything the organization does. There are things that annoy me about every organization in town.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I push them to the forefront with Kevin is because I think if you're not evaluating Kevin, I think you're being lazy. Or I think it's people who get married to a partner because they're comfortable instead of because they love them.
Hmm.
Like, because let's be honest about this. You don't have back-to-back winning seasons with Kevin. You don't have back-to-back playoff seasons with Kevin.
You got one playoff win.
And then coming off 11-win season, and again, if you want to call that an anomaly, that's fine. But you went from 11 wins to potentially 2 or 3 wins this year. That's more than just one thing at play here. And so I would expect 5 years into this, I would expect that you're capable of having seasons where the ass doesn't at the bottom of the NFL. If they were a 500 team right now and at the end of the year they went 8-9, I'd probably give them the Peterlin pass and the Wilson wave. Good job, Kevin.
I like that you're waving now for the Wilson wave.
Yeah, you have to. I'm like Andy from Mayberry.
Yeah, you turned into the queen all of a sudden. You did a queen wave. Yeah.
Hello, Kevin. You can stay. That's not great. I'm not wavering. I might be wavering. But I just think, like, that's not what this is. Like, this is such a god-awful season. And when it comes to head coaches and GMs, if we're going to find out that Andrew Berry's the culprit, that takes, when you hire a new GM, get ready to have more of a big rebuild, because every GM comes in and the first thing they do is a complete remodel.
Yeah.
Whereas with a head coach, with an existing GM, there isn't necessarily the same kind of turnaround that you would expect, especially if it's an in-house candidate a la a fella by the name of Mike Vrabel.
I guess, Nick, where the comps from Stefanski to Bickerstaff maybe stop dead in their tracks is that Bickerstaff got fired off of a season where they were still preaching the linear growth that the Cavs continue to preach to you, right? Like Bickerstaff got fired after a season, and yes, it might have been a season from hell for Darius, but the team still won nearly 50 games. This team still advanced to the second round of the postseason, which is something they hadn't done with this core four. Like, they were still growing and getting better, and that was enough for people to be like, yes, yeah, Bickerstaff didn't do his job. Stefanski took a massive step backwards this past year.
I think that's fair. Well, the Browns took a massive step backward, and I don't think, like, I don't know, would it be as severe with another head coach? Because I think that's really the question we're asking.
Well, we're asking, yeah, you got to find out. Is he a middle head coach, somebody that can get you to a spot where you need to be and then kind of hand off the keys to the kingdom? Or is he the type of guy that can legitimately be one of those coaches that you look and you're like, we got one of the best guys in the business?
I tend to think, and it's obviously what's interesting is it's the opposite of the problem with JB. JB was a culture guy who the X's and O's fell short and the offense fell short. Kevin is an X's and O's guy where the culture falls short.
Yeah,
because that's inevitably what I would fire him for.
Yeah, I mean, because I think his play calling is great. I mean, I like his offensive identity. I like him more as an offensive coordinator than I do as a head coach, though. I've said that a lot of times.
And I think, and I will say, I think too many people conflate those two things. I think if you really want to have an honest assessment of Kevin, both as a head coach and a coordinator, you have to okay, here's what I think he's successful with and as a failure with on the OC. Here's what I think he does well as a head coach and what he doesn't do as well as a head coach. And the reality is, and that's tougher because you are trying to pull those strings apart.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he is the JB Bickerstaff. I do. Because I think at the end, the thing that I do think matters is, and I think we've proven this, like people have tried to do the thing we do in the NBA, that head coaches don't matter in the NFL, or that you don't need a leader of men. All right, let's think of the guys in the NFL who have lasted as long as they've lasted. Andy Reid does not have oopsie seasons like this.
No, and so I was trying to look at it right now, Nick, and I'm looking at the 11-3 win teams that we have in the NFL right now, and any one of these teams, there's nobody where you're like, this guy's guaranteed to have his job.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Until he doesn't want it anymore. I mean, it's maybe Mike McDaniel in Miami because he had interesting circumstances. But when Tua was out, what was the conversation around Mike McDaniel?
Yep.
The conversation was maybe this guy needs to not be the head coach because he looks lost without Tua. But out of all these coaches, like in Dallas is the other one. Mike McCarthy's probably getting fired. I can go up and down the list of three-win teams right now. There's not a single one that as you go to, you're like, oh, you mentioned Andy Reid. Like, where are those type of guys in this list? They don't exist in this list.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Tomlin is a culture guy. He went 9-8 with Duck Hodges as their quarterback.
There's a reason why Sean Payton, can tell with Bo Nix and the dead cap space that they're in and the disaster they're supposed to be in, he's winning.
Even John Harbaugh, the floor there more often is 8, maybe 7 wins. I think he does have a 6-win team early in, but more often than not, their floor is right around 500. And that was Kevin until this year. And so the perception of the Browns to me is not they're a bottom 5 team anymore. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think you're literally going to be a bottom 5 team in the NFL this year. I do not look at the schedule and think it's conducive to winning. That bears discussion.
You mean the remaining part of the
schedule? You started 2-7. If you end 2-15, that is a lot of losing.
It's a lot of losing.
That's not a little bit of losing. And so this idea of that's where the conversation comes in, I do think that's who he is. I hate to be that guy, but it is unacceptable that you don't have back-to-back winning seasons for where this started. Everybody's focused on what happened before Kevin Stefanski. Year one, it was easy. Year one, it was, well, don't be Freddie Kitchens or Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
All right? But winning consecutive seasons, that's something that has evaded him. And I think, and by the way, elevating this thing to a championship level, they've never done it.
I know, and that's what this year was supposed to be about. It was supposed to be about, can Stefanski take you to that next level? Can he be the championship-level coach that we expected him and wanted him to be? And we don't even get to ask those or answer those questions now. We
and just specific don't. To JB, JB got fired because, he elevated them linearly, as you've pointed out, but the point was they clearly felt like they could have done a better job 2 years ago because of the way they imploded against the Knicks. And the way that how hard the Magic series was, like they felt like, hey, our talent is ahead of where our success is. I still kind of feel that way about the Cleveland Browns. Well,
and sometimes it's okay to acknowledge that you have a good head coach. I think that's what the Cavs did. They acknowledged JB's a good head coach, but you need a new voice. You need somebody different. Like you need a new presence there. And that ultimately, man, it's not surprising what's going on with Atkinson right now. He was that fresh new voice that you could latch on to.
216-474-0092. Is Kevin Stefanski the Browns' answer to J.B. Bickerstaff? And really what we're saying is this the coach that gets you off the ground, but maybe not to the promised land, when you have 5 years to get you to the promised land with a team that started pretty darn good, yeah, I think if you start 11 wins in a playoff win and then you never match that success, I think that gives you the answer. And I think JP is going to call me out for something. I think I can defend it. I don't think it's as bad as it looks.
That didn't sound very confident. I believe in you.
But that's next on 92.3 The Fan. We're in the middle of this conversation. Is Kevin Stefanski, the Browns, JB Bickerstaff? We've got a couple calls I want to get to here. But you threw off air today a very serious accusation my way before the show.
I mean, it's as serious as you want it to be. You sent me a list. What was it, like 27 different coaching names?
Yeah.
I think 27 or so. And I'm going through the list, and I'm like, oh, Cliff Kingsbury. Okay, we could talk about that. I'm like, ooh, Matt Nagy. Don't want to discuss that one. But before I knew it, I fell into the trap. I think it was a Nick Wilson trap. It felt like a Nick Wilson trap. Did you start the coaching search already?
I promise you that was not my intention. There was a thing about Mike Vrabel in there that I wanted to read because it tied it to Kevin Stefanski's job security.
I mean, before you know it, I'm thinking, I'm like, would the fan base be happy with Brian Flores? And I'm going through all these scenarios. Oof. You put me in a bad spot, friend.
I mean, I will say, well, no. Listen, I wasn't trying to trap you or jumpstart your brain there. Because while I have no problem saying fire this guy like some shows in town, I will tell you, I'm not there yet. Okay. I am trying to be open-minded with Kevin. I'm very annoyed about this season. I have serious doubts about him. And I have about the leadership side going all the way back to 2 years ago. Because, I'm really troubled by this idea that some guys we thought were difficult just keep going and doing good things elsewhere.
Okay. I noticed you didn't send me any draft picks for quarterback selections for this upcoming year. You've staunchly been in the camp of, well, they're not going to draft a quarterback. That's the wrong thing to do. And so when sending me these coaching candidates, I got the wrong impression.
I think you might be looking to put too much thought into our DMs.
By the way, I'll say this. If we're trying to figure out which person is Kenny Atkinson to JB Bickerstaff and like to Kevin Stefanski co-opting all of that. No, Vrabel's not the answer. Mm. I don't think Vrabel's the answer in this equation.
You go Ben Johnson? I'm just going to start naming coaches. It's not great.
I think Kingsbury actually would be that answer.
I will fight you in the streets of Temecula.
Vrabel was too successful.
No, Cliff Kingsbury.
Atkinson didn't have success in Brooklyn.
Cliff Kingsbury,
Offensive genius, respected around the league in many, many circles, the way Atkinson was as well. Failed in his previous spots. Got ousted by
what was perceived to be a
superstar. Your left eye is twitching. Anytime his left eye twitches, that's how you know I really made him mad, people.
Yeah, I'm full-blown triggered right now.
Your right eye twitching is fine. I'm like, that's okay. It's the left eye that I'm like, oh, no.
Now, here's what I will say. Just because I'm getting very close to thinking, like, definitively, Kevin Stefanski is the Browns' JB Bickerstaff. I'm not entirely sold that means you have to fire him this year. I'm open to the idea that you might be able to sway me on give him one more year. I'm going to need a better case than just, 11 wins 2 years ago. I'm going to need something more than that. I'm not saying just because I think he is the JB and he's not the guy to get you over the top, that it's automatic fire him this year. But these next 8 games should factor into that quite a bit. 216-474-0092. Let's go with, you call the shot there.
Yeah, Joe's the guy.
Joe in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. Is Kevin Stefanski the Browns' JB Bickerstaff?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First things I just want to say, I haven't had a chance to shout out JP. Congratulations. I'm so glad that my ride home is not just filled with I don't know. I'm really loving the banter back and forth between you two. Secondly,
I see Dustin.
Love Dustin. Secondly, I don't think that Stefanski is the JB for the Browns. My reasoning being is Atkinson came in. The Cavs have their quarterback. They got Donovan. That starting four, the group, you know, that core four for the Cavs isn't what they are without Donovan. The Browns don't have a quarterback. I mean, Miles and Denzel and Jerry Jeudy and Nick Chubb aren't the core. We're not as good without a quarterback. So, I mean, fire Kevin, bring another coach. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, Kevin's not ever had an opportunity to bring in his own QB and coach him up the way he's wanted to. So, I mean, I'm not all for firing Stefanski, and I don't think he's the JB.
Joe, we appreciate you, buddy. It's just so tough to get, because everybody gave him a pass for Baker not working out here to that degree. And yeah, it was,
because that was a good point by Joe. And I think I'm glad that your mind went back to Baker, because that's kind of the spot that we would have or should have been having those convos.
But with Deshaun, guys, I think Kevin and Andrew were part of the reason Deshaun was here. And I think part of the reason they moved on from Baker was Kevin. And I don't know why that's become blasphemous to say. Like, it can be Baker was Baker, and that also that Kevin wasn't comfortable with that. Real quick here, you want to go one more?
Let's do it.
Let's go with I'm gonna go Big Jumbo in Maple Heights.
You wanted a different name, I know you did.
Hey,
what's
real
up, buddy?
Quick, I just looked at the book that Fancy Stefanski could write when he leaves the Browns.
Yeah.
A, he coaches the team to the playoffs, but he don't get to coach the game, right? Second thing, was he responsible for playing Baker and not playing Baker when he was injured?
No, that was Baker's call.
Well, that's an opinion in reality, because nobody really knows. Well, I'm not busting your chops. I'm just saying we don't know. Was he on board with bringing Deshaun here? I mean, was that his? That's not his style of quarterback. We all know that. Was he force fed this guy? Third of all, was he forced to fire his coordinator yet last year? Which I think was a bad move, because this guy's really not worked with what we got. I think this owner and these two GMs got to look. There are two GMs, because you got two of them. You got one that he's a part time. He lives out in Cali and he likes the beach a lot and all that. But anyways. Listen,
doesn't
whatever you want to say is all fact. As a season ticket holder, I am a part-time investor. Am I correct or not? I do give them almost $3,000 a year, and it's up in the air if I'm going to re-up now. And I talked to 11 people in the last 2 weeks, and 8 of them are out. They're done. They said, we can't do it no more.
Analytics.
We're tired. We haven't seen a playoff game at home ever. We keep getting promised this stuff. We keep getting all these. You know what we get? We don't get playoff games. You know what we get as Browns fans? We get preseason games shoved down our throat. We get average play.
Big Jumbo.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Go ahead, man.
No worries, brother. We got to run, okay? We're up against it.
Yep. Go ahead. Do it.
Thank you so much. Big Jumbo there.
You understood.
216-474-0092. If Kevin Stefanski is the Browns' J.B. Bickerstaff, does that mean he needs to be fired this year? More on that, more from you guys, including Pee Wee football coach, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.